Aircheckdownloads.com.
The big news in the Northwest. Feel the noise. 97.4 Rock FM.
Fingers crossed I'll press the right buttons today. You never know. Jersey, bang on 4 o'clock afternoon. Here we go, the Monday drive.
Just banging out the hits. We are 97.4 Rock FM.
Rouge. Lady Marmalade, the girls, Christina, Milker, and Pink. Red Hot Chili Peppers under the bridge, and Roger Sanchez, another chance. It's Monday afternoon. I'm your friendly host, Sparky K.
And I'm your toothache, face-ache girl.
You still got toothache? I thought you were going to the dentist and sorting it out.
Drove all the way to Manchester this morning, as soon as I finished, with Brian Moore. It's that long. Drove straight down to Manchester, went to the dentist. Dentist says, oh, sorry, but we're trying to contact you all morning. The dentist is off sick today.
Oh, they didn't try that hard then, did they?
Oh, that's all right. Then I'll just drive 40 miles for a non-existent appointment. Yeah. Let's go tomorrow.
Well, that's charming. See, haven't it pulled out? Do you know what it is? A filling, maybe?
It's a filling that's gone a bit dodgy.
And you need to get it sorted before you go on holiday Wednesday, Thursday.
Tomorrow, yeah. Good. No, day after tomorrow.
Well, if you're struggling, I'll pull it out on air, because we're being filmed today, which is kind of cool. We're being filmed for some promotional video. I'm not too sure what, but we've got a guy in filming us. So what could be quite cool is me ripping your tooth out, sorting out the toothache while we're being filmed. It could be quite cool.
Could I slap you around the chops at the same time?
If you wish.
Pink.
Not a problem.
Brian Moore's Breakfast Show.
Breakfast Show.
Don't miss out. Tomorrow from 6, 97.4 Rock FM.
I get my Vauxhall check for free!
Rock FM Travel with Galaxy Systems, supplying computer networks to local businesses.
What's going on?
Motorways are alright this afternoon, if that's your poison. Looking good throughout the northwest. We've got a crash though as you're going through Standish on Preston Road, right between Rectory Lane. Your bang up today is 4:17.
Now, we're not supposed to, I don't want to worry you by this, but we've been filmed, most of the presenters today have been filmed, as I said, we've got this film, this Alex, that goes out with Emma upstairs.
Wow.
He's in filming, a video of Rock FM for people that want to watch it, I guess.
It's for his own personal gratification.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's not been in to film us, and, you know, that's cool, because I don't like interruptions, as you know. But do you think maybe they don't like us?
No, you know why he's not been in to film?
Why do you think we're not important?
Because I'm here now, but as soon as I walk out, he'll come in, because I've heard he's got...
Or behave. He's not like that, is he?
No, but, you know, he's on a human, isn't
he? Ricky Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Does he shave his armpits?
Oh, I don't think so.
We're going to have to... we need to call on the people of Lytham as well. We read in the papers over the weekend that the mighty Tom Cruise...
Wow.
Now, Glenn was on about this earlier. The mighty, the legend that is Tom Cruise. Now, Top Gun. Tom Cruise. He's a star. He's a superstar. Apparently, Tom Cruise is in Lytham St. Anne's. Apparently. For the Open, for the golf. Right? Now, Sean Connery's in town as well, we understand. But the papers are all filled with stories that Tom Cruise has been seen in the local boozers in Lytham St. Anne's, which is fascinating. I have trouble believing it, but it's fascinating if he is in Lytham St. Anne's, right? Apparently, he's stopping at the Clifton Arms, which is a hotel in Lytham St. Anne's, right? And that's where he's allegedly stopping at. So what we need to disprove this or prove this this story today, right now, on this show.
How?
We need somebody who's prepared to go to the Clifton Arms. If you've got a mobile phone and you live, or if you're in and around the Lytham area at the moment and you want to get on the radio, we need someone to go up to reception. Ring us first. We need to hear from you. Who's prepared to go to reception in the Clifton Arms with their mobile phone on, so we can hear what's going on, and ask for Tom Cruise. And then we've got also a list of pseudonyms. I'm not supposed to have this list, but a list of pseudonyms that Tom Cruise uses to check into hotels around the world with.
Right.
So if he's not checked in under the name of Tom Cruise, we can try these other names that we've got.
What do they get out of it?
I don't know. We'll give him a CD or maybe a copy of Top Gun on DVD. I can sort that out. So if you live in the Lytham St. Anne's area and you're prepared to go into the Clifton Arms with a mobile phone and ask for Tom Cruise live on the radio, give us a call, 01772 900 974. This could be comedy, this. Can you imagine if they get him?
Never mind that.
Can you imagine if they put him through to the room?
Tom could be sat listening to me now. I bet he's loving my accent.
Yeah, ripping one off. Here's Sometimes from Ash at Rock FM. Call now if you're in the Lytham St. Anne's area. Oh, we're having that, Ash. And Sometimes from Rock FM. Hello.
Lines are going butt mad.
Hello, hello.
Who's that?
It's Ellen.
Ellen? Yeah.
Right, we're talking about Tom Cruise. There's this story going around at the moment that Tom Cruise is in Lytham. Where are you from?
I'm from Fleetwood.
You're from Fleetwood, okay. Now, Glenn was talking about this on his mid-morning show earlier. Lots of people ringing up saying they'd spotted Tom Cruise. What do you know about the story?
Apparently, it was Tom Cruise and Richard Gere because my sister was chauffeuring for the Open Golf Championship.
Really? Your sister was a chauffeur for the Open Golf?
Yeah, she didn't actually chauffeur then, but one of her friends has been doing it.
Really? So Tom Cruise and Richard Gere?
Yep.
Really? Now, that's interesting. Vorsey, that's interesting.
Is he still here or is he gone then?
Yeah, do you know, is he still here?
I'm not too sure on that one.
Right, was there a hamster in the car? No comments.
Did he tip well? Lots of money?
Yeah, did they tip well, do you know?
I haven't got a clue, that's all I know.
Wow, that must have been pretty exciting driving Tom Cruise around.
Did she crash? With excitement.
Can you imagine? I hope not. Oh, God forbid.
See you.
Well, thanks for coming on.
It's all right.
All right, then.
See you.
Bye-bye. Well, it would appear he's in Lytham. All we've got to do now is find someone who's mad enough to go to the Clifton Arms and ask for him. We'll sort that out real soon. Aircheckdownloads.com.